Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb on a Throwback Thursday. What a combination that is. Anyway, Throwback Thursday is good. The 1974 soundtrack so far has been awesome. Is it as awesome as the good of the day? The good of the day, my friend.
Well, the good of the day is a throwback, Tony.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Because over the weekend, I didn't know this. You probably didn't know this.
Yeah.
But a certain website came back to life. And that website is Blockbuster.com.
Blockbuster.com came back?
Yes. And it directs you to a message which simply says, "We are working on rewinding your movie."
Okay, what does that mean?
I don't know.
So is that, are they just, so?
I think there's like life happening with Blockbuster. They also, their Twitter page actually also came back to life as well.
So because you are in charge of the good, the bad, and the dumb, in there's Ron's very, world, why is this good?
Why is this good?
Why, what could
nostalgia.
Blockbuster mean?
I don't think it's going to be the same. Like, I don't think the video store is going to pop up.
Like, if they announce tomorrow, we're actually bringing back our DVD rental stores, would we go, yeah.
No, we would definitely go,
good
no.
luck.
No,
boy.
Thank you. But if they came back with a, hey, we're going to be a all-inclusive streaming service of every movie that you possibly can think, and same great deals that we had back in the day, I think, you know what, I mean, yeah, I might fork the money over for another streaming service.
I need a computer technical advancement. Why can't I get any movie I ever want ever?
That's a
like,
great question.
Like, why is it like I go to Netflix, sometimes they don't have what I want.
Right.
I go to HBO Max, sometimes they don't have the movie I want. Sometimes, like, if I want to watch Grease 2, that debacle with Michelle Pfeiffer.
That has one good song in it.
Yeah, right? And I said, is that the bowling song?
Yeah. let's rock and roll.
So, is that so if I want Grease 2, and I want it now. That, like, if it's not on Netflix, if it's not on HBO Max, if it's not on Prime Video, if it's not, like, why isn't there a company that goes, hey, every movie that has ever been made, ever, we've got it. It's going to cost you this amount a month, but every movie you've ever, like when you went as a kid to the video store and it was just an ocean of videos, and maybe the store only had one copy of Porky's Revenge, but we have everything you want. Everything. If it was made, we got it. Why haven't we got to that point yet? Is it the bandwidth?
That's a great question.
Is it the storage capacity? Is it like, oh, Tony, you don't understand. That server farm would be the size of Rhode Island. Like, maybe that's the answer, and that would be good enough for me.
Maybe that's what Blockbuster's been secretly doing all this time.
Maybe they've been secretly doing it.
It's like, we just in line away. We have that one store in Oregon that everyone makes fun of that, you know, is the last Blockbuster.
That's
there was
right.
a documentary on it. But maybe they've secretly been doing this the entire time, just saying we're collecting all the movies. Mwahahaha.
Do you miss that day? Do you miss those times?
Oh, God, yes,
I do.
I do, too.
There was. I have to say, there was something awesome about it.
2 days you'd always want to go. Most of the time, it would have been a Friday night.
Yeah.
You know, if it was a Friday night, you'd probably head to the video store to pick up a movie that you would have over the weekend. The other one was that if there was a movie that you desperately wanted to see that you knew would be really, really popular, you would go on Tuesday.
That's right, yeah. Because that's when they all had them in.
Because that's when they all came out. And that's when, like, I got to go now. I'll pay the late fee.
Were you part of any
Rewards
stores?
Program?
No. Were you part of any stores when you were younger where you would have to sign up to get the one copy of the movie, the popular movie that was coming in? Or were you always a Blockbuster or a Hollywood Video kind of guy?
Did
you have a small town mom and pop video store that was like, we've only got one copy of...
The very first video store that we ever belonged to, we went there.
Okay.
It was like, you know, right next to a 7-Eleven.
Exactly. A little small store. Place.
I think now it's a tattoo shop. I'm not 100% sure.
We had a little place called Video Junction in Kentucky where I grew up. And it was one of those things where if something popular was coming out, then you'd be like, can I get on the list for whatever it was that was coming out on video? But man, it was an awesome experience because I think it's more convenient now, obviously, to just go through whatever is the new releases on Netflix or right. HBO Max, whatever, click. But like when my wife would say, hey, what do you want to do this weekend? And she's like, do you just want to go to Blockbuster and get some videos? And I'd be like, yes, let's watch movies this weekend. Awesome. And there was that feeling of anticipation. What am I going to watch? And if you thought picking out the right entree at a high-class restaurant was tough, like going to Blockbuster sometimes or Hollywood Video sometimes going, I don't know what I want to watch. What do I want to watch?
You might have been in there
for an hour. I have to make a choice. Like, do I want to go comedy? Do I want to go drama? Do I want to go thriller with a twist?
Well,
I don't know.
You know what made it tougher? We signed up to belong to a program where we paid X amount of dollars a month, right? I think we paid $20 a month, and you could, and there was no late fees. You just paid $20 a month every single month, no late fees. Go in and you can rent 3 videos at a time. You rent 3, bring 3. Those 3 you rent,
right.
You can just interchange all the time. That was a tough decision because there was always one that we like. Okay, we know we want this. We want this one, but we got to get 2 more.
Yeah.
And we literally just walk around. It got to a point then Blockbuster, then they did that thing where they made sure to have your version of the movie in. So they would have like a whole wall of the number one box office
hit. That's right. A whole wall of it. Yeah, so you could get it.
But then 3-4 months later, you could buy that movie for like $6.
Yeah, I know. They had a whole bunch of like all right, that movie's out of style now. We have a zillion of them. No doubt.
And we can't hold on to, 47 copies
of
this.
And that's one of the reasons they went belly up. Their business model was terrible.
Oh,
it was terrible.
Yeah.
All these stores had to buy these things and to have them. And then when they couldn't get rid of them, it was like, well, what do I do with them? What am I supposed to do? I mean, did I make enough off the rentals of this to warrant the cost? Sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't. But it was really fun. It was always packed. It was always fun. And here's the other thing. I miss the, like, now my wife and I will watch a movie, and if like 30 minutes in, if it stinks, we go turn off. We would force ourselves to watch bad movies. Like,
oh,
now
yeah.
We paid for it. We're getting to the end of this crap fest that we're watching in front of us. But Lord knows how many times in late night I had to zip off to the local Blockbuster to drop off videos because we forgot to do it. And I'm like, it's 9:30.
Avoid that late charge.
No. All right, I'll go. So you do rock, paper, scissors to see who used to have to get up off the couch.
Or you play the game like, well, I got to get to work really early tomorrow.
Yeah,
maybe if I drop it off before the store opens, they won't know.
They won't know. Yeah, exactly.
And other times that worked.
All right. Well, we'll see what Blockbuster.com is going to be. That's kind of cool. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the, hold on. I was off looking at something else on Blockbuster related. But the bad of the day is everyone's favorite commissioner, Rob Manfred.
Yes.
Has set forth new criteria for Bat Boys and Bat Girls.
Oh, no. Is he kicking people out or is he making it a tougher job?
He's kind of making it a tougher job where they will get scrutinized a little bit more because if they can't handle with the pace of the game, baseball is trying to speed everything up now.
Right.
That if they can't get the bat or deliver balls in a timely fashion, they could be replaced and could be fired.
Oh.
Instead of just that time-honored tradition of just having a young man go out
Is there a concern that a young person is not speedy enough, like lazy? Is that like...
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you tell a kid speed it up, they just speed it up. They got more energy than a nuclear plant.
But, I mean, here's the deal, right? It's not kids anymore. They're usually adults.
Man, what am I thinking? It's the 20s? Like, yeah. Bum, 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 nah, nah, nah. Here, Junior, come over here with my bat, please. I would appreciate it. Oh, here we go, Mr. Jim. Here you go. Sit one out. Can you hit one out for me and my friend Slugger? Absolutely. Go over there and make sure I have my Wheaties at the end of the ball game.
Yeah.
Yeah, what am I thinking? It's the 20s? Like, aren't these like young adults? Is that what
they're,
it is?
They're pretty much young adults, yeah.
All right, man.
So, new standards will be enforced. Where they will be scrutinizing ability to quickly retrieve equipment and will set up efforts to speed up, which will help efforts to speed up the game.
I never
and
thought
if those
about
efforts
this.
Efforts are not met, they could be replaced.
I think of all the things that you're doing, like we're going to speed up the game. We're going to have a pitch clock. We're going to do this. And then they go, yeah. And the ball boys and the bat boys are not going to destroy this master plan of mine.
Bat girl out there or ball girl out there sitting down the right field line. If she didn't get that ball in time.
Yeah.
You know what? Help wanted sign
That's
on the
right.
outside the stadium.
That's right. If she's sitting on that corner with that glove on, ready to field those foul balls. Yeah. So, that's great.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to think of Rob.
Well, we'll come back for the dumb because we went a little long on the Blockbuster thing, but I'm happy that maybe Blockbuster will still kick around a little bit.
I mean, something's got to happen for them, right?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
I'm just curious. As far as the pace of play, we'll see how this season works with how many bat boys and girls are fired from Major League Baseball teams. You think it's just a warning? Like, I'm not messing around, kids.
Yeah.
Whatever it is
again,
you're doing.
Again, it's not kids.
I know. But it ain't 25-year-old kids either.
No, it's not.
So it's like teenagers.
What is the minimum age now?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a full-time job. It's like young person. But, yeah, I hear you. Rob Manfred trying to keep it real. We'll continue next.
Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
I was having a few drinks one night in the late, early 90s, and I sang Benny and the Jets at a karaoke event for the place I was working for. And apparently I did a good job. But I was having a few drinks. And I learned some stuff about the words to Benny and the Jets that still linger to me to this day. So, you know, because karaoke can open up a lot of eyes when you don't really know the lyrics. But Benny and the Jets is a good little tune. But nevertheless, yeah, it was a fun, like, I think it was at a Christmas party. I can't remember if it was a Christmas party or it was just a party that we had. But anyway, we had karaoke and a bunch of people did a bunch of songs. And I did Benny and the Jets for some dumb reason. Maybe it was because I had a few too many cocktails and somebody challenged me to it. I don't know. I don't remember. But I remember singing it and learning, oh, look at that. That's what he meant. Because Elton John has a way of kind of, blah, 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 and you go, what exactly is he saying? And then karaoke opens up that. That was Google Lyrics before Google Lyrics was karaoke. So before Google could give you the lyrics of a song and you didn't see it on the back of a cassette deck. Like,
God, that's what we always did. I mean, that's... Yeah. You know, I know all the words to We Didn't Start the Fire because of the lyrics on the cassette deck.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So
no interwebs to find it all.
No interwebs. We go and continuing with the good, the bad, and the dumb. We've got the dumb on tap. What is that?
Yeah, well, I was going to I'm changing it up because originally my dumb of the day was just going to be a quickie because I figured we would run long on the Blockbuster.
Right.
Which we did.
Which we did because that's what we do.
You know, because it was just about, you know, PETA wanting to cancel Good Burger too because they're going to use, you know, they want them to use vegan burgers, or the fact that Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is coming out with a plant-based Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
That's got
to
be disgusting.
Like, who needs all that? So, but instead, I want to change it up to this because I just came across this, and it's not really dumb. It's kind of like, yeah, duh, type of dumb, okay?
Right.
And that's that rumors have it that Shohei Ohtani's next contract will break every record.
Why wouldn't it be? Yeah, exactly.
And
duh.
It's duh. And people are projecting. And when I first saw this number, I mean, it's huge. But I think it's small.
Which is?
600 million.
Huh. Now, that's about where I would peg it. But I was thinking it might go even higher than that.
See, I think it might go higher than that.
Depending on the years. What are they talking for years of 600 million?
Well, that's the only thing. I don't know. They're just saying. Cause
they're talking 15 years?
Basically, they're saying it's going to shatter Mike Trout. Mike Trout
isn't
right now.
Is Shohei Ohtani like 29 years old? Is he in the upper 20s?
Is he in the upper 20s?
I'm going to look it up because if you're going to give him $600 million, I definitely want to know how long I've got him for, which would probably be his entire career. But I also want to know what exactly am I paying for. Shohei Ohtani is 28.
Okay.
So what are you going to pay him for 12? To get him to 40? To get him 41?
Yeah.
Because remember these contracts, we talk about it all the time. They're like, these players want, like, give me $30 million when I'm 42 and old. Like, and they're like, oh, all right. Like, I'll give you my 29, 30, 31, 32. But when I'm 42, I wouldn't mind collecting a big fat check. They go, all right, we'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Load it on the back end, so. But that would put him at 50 something a year. So
if they went 12 years,
yeah.
If they
why can't Shohei Ohtani earn as much as Patrick Mahomes.
No,
like,
very true.
I know Patrick. I know it's two different sports and it's two different cultures, but why can't a guy who pitches and hits at an all-star level be one of the top paid athletes in the country?
Like, one of the things I always bring up is that you can look at it two ways, right? You can look at you're paying one player $600 million, and this one player is going to set the standard, break all the records. Fine. But in reality, how much are you going to spend for two all-star positions?
Yeah, right.
And that's how I look at
it. That's great.
I mean, you know, just go back to the final game he just played, the World Baseball Classic. He went, 1-for-3 in the game?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he was a starting hitter. I think he was DHing in the game. I don't know if he was playing actually in the field. But he was a DH. And then he went in and just did an inning of relief.
I didn't know this, but Mike Trout, he doesn't have very many strikeouts where he swung 3 times and missed.
Real? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, he's got a few fouls and he's taken a couple of strikes. You know what I mean? But he has very – I don't know who's keeping these stats, by the way.
There's a dude in a cave, man.
There's a
door
in the cave, man, keeping track of all this stuff. Whoever thought about keeping that in a baseball game, keeping that statistic? But apparently Mike Trout doesn't have 3 swings and misses as strikeouts.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's very, very rare. And he did. Against Shohei Ohtani, he swung and missed 3 times, didn't foul off a pitch, and didn't take one in for a strike, swung and missed 3 times, those were his strikes. I mean, obviously it wasn't 3 consecutive pitches, but that's how he struck out. So yeah, no, you're right. You're paying almost 2 players that amount of money. So I wouldn't be that surprised, but yeah, 600, you might be right. It might be on the lower side. So man,
it just feels like it is.
I agree with you. I agree with you. It does feel like it is. It's crazy. This is what NFL players have been like screaming about, like, why can't we have a system where it just keeps going up and up and up and up and up? And it kind of does, but it doesn't on a level like baseball does. Baseball always complains, oh, we don't have the money. And then they do have the money. They always have the money. They always find a way to have the money. It's just kind of the way the business works. So that is the good, the bad, and the dumb on a throwback Thursday as we are continuing on at Sports Map Radio. I did want to ask you a question about one.
You know, when you were talking about, I don't know why this made me think about this, but when you were talking about Mike Trout doesn't have many 3 pitch strikes or 3 swinging strikes.
3 swinging strikes, yeah.
You know, I came across this meme, and I can't find it, but this is along the same lines, is that last year, you know, Aaron Judge struck out 167 times.
Right.
Right? I mean, he actually struck out a little bit more, but this late September, somebody had written down Aaron Judge has struck out 167 times so far this season. Tony Gwynn struck out 167 times in the 90s.
Yeah, right.
And it's one of those things that you sit back and it's like, that's not possible.
Yeah.
You know? I don't get how that even happened. You know, like you're telling me, it's like there isn't a time where Mike Trout had 3 swinging strikes for a strikeout. It's like, I mean, as much as he comes up to the plate, how does, you know, I can understand swinging, then a ball, maybe another ball, then swing it again, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the at bat that he had, it was not 0-3. He did take balls, but
yeah,
you know, it meant like how you get your strikes. How did you get your strikes? He has very few where he swung the bat 3 times and had 3 strikeouts, three swings and misses. And I want to know who's keeping that. I mean, who's keeping that stat? That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I understand strikeouts.
Like somebody, do you mean tell me somebody's got a statistic that says so-and-so struck out 97 times and 38% is when he had 2 foul balls? Or 10% is when he swung and missed 3 times? Or 42% is when he had a combination of a foul ball, a looking strike, and a swinging strike? Like, somebody's got those numbers? That's nuts. That's nuts to me. Like, again, what metric is, that a computer?
I think it is a computer. Cause I know
is that just entering the data and then the computer spits out chat GPT? Spitting this out.
There's an app that we use for my son's baseball game. It's called Game Changer. Right. And all the user does is you count balls, strikes. And when it comes to strikes, was it strike looking or strike swinging?
All right,
and
so
you're just entering that data in.
Okay, so that's what they're doing in this, and that's what they're doing at every game.
Then
that's how you get
go,
it. Okay.
Like, I'm looking at it right now, like, looking at for my what my son has. And you can look at it, and it has a full-on breakdown of everything.
You know what?
So it is all computers. I mean,
I am sounding like an old man. I just sounded like an old man there. Like, I just sounded like a guy that went, and you mean to tell me they use a machine to divide blade appearances and hits? They're not using advanced calculus? They actually have... Yeah, it's a calculator. What's the... Like, I just literally thought somebody in a stupid number two pencil was writing down all
little
of
slash
the,
marks.
The... Little slash marks. And at the end of the game, he was manually calculating. What am I... I just sounded like a 97-year-old person that's never seen color television before.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course somebody is at the game entering every pitch and letting the machine do it. My God, why didn't I've seen this work. I've seen the people do it at baseball games. It's how you get the game cast on like MLB.com where they show you the location of the pitch. Somebody's like right there and there and there. Let the machine do the work.
I mean, like this app that we use, right? Just a couple of things that we can do is how many times my son is pitching innings with first two batters out. 1, 2, 3 innings. Innings of 13 pitches or fewer. Fielding independent pitching.
Is that useful at the high school level? Those seem like way advanced statistics.
Yeah, no, I know. It's way advanced. I mean, you could use that during a Major League Baseball game.
So you can use the same thing for Major League Baseball game. That's kind of cool.
So, I mean, it calculates all that stuff for you.
That's cool. See, but again, you don't sound like a 98-year-old man.
That's just because I use it.
Yeah.